Welcome to Braided, helping you balance tradition in an untraditional world. This is a show where we gather and talk about all things faith, family, and business. I'm so glad you joined us. Hello, hello, ladies. I hope y'all are having an awesome day today. So I wanted to just share a little bit of encouragement. In my Bible study this morning, I was just really struck by a scripture that I ran across, and it really got me to thinking about how many times we will withhold our surrender from God, or we'll even withhold talking to Him. And I think a lot of times this comes from maybe past sin or current sin even, that we think that God is mad at us and that He's not going to accept us. But I want to encourage you today that He will accept you. He will bring you in. He will forgive you. What He requires is not only our surrender. When we surrender to God, that honestly, surrendering to God is one of the first things to combat the devil. And so I know a lot of times we'll start rebuking the devil, which is great, rebuke the devil, but first and foremost, surrender to God. Surrender to Him, surrender it all to Him, because that within itself is fighting the devil. But I think so many times we don't understand that. All He wants is our surrender and our repentance. He wants us to repent. He wants us to turn away from our sin. And so I want to encourage you today to not withhold your surrender or even withhold that conversation and that relationship with Him because you think He's mad at you. But repent. Seek forgiveness, ask Him for your forgiveness, and receive His grace. I think that's another important point, is we have to repent, but we also have to receive His grace, because so many times we might repent to Him, but then we keep walking and doing life in that guilt and in that shame. And that's exactly where the devil wants you. He wants you to do life. He wants you to do every action that you do in life. He wants it to be in response to that shame and that guilt. And so what happens when we do that, we push relationships away. Maybe we start having problems in our marriages. We start having problems in our friendships, in our work. It's just, you know, we're out of that covering of God. And so I want to invite you to do three things today. If you're kind of struggling with that mentality that God is mad at me, He's not going to forgive me, I want you to, number one, surrender to Him. Throw your hands up and surrender it all to Him and say, I surrender to You, Lord. You are my Lord. Jehovah, You are my King. You are my Lord. And I want to surrender to You, and I want to repent. The second thing I want you to do is to repent. Repent of anything, any sin that you've done, any sin that you've not let go of. Maybe you're currently still doing some sin. You know, maybe you're holding on to bitterness and you're not forgiving people. So repent of that. Forgive and repent. So surrender and repent. And then the third thing I want you to do is to receive. Receive that grace that He has for you, because He can give us all the gifts in the world that He wants, but if we're not receiving that gift, because grace is a gift, it's a gift from Him, if we're not willing to receive that grace and start walking and doing life in that freedom and in that cleansing, then there's nothing else He can do for us. We also have to make that choice to receive Him, because God, one of the most precious things about God is He doesn't force Himself on us. And so we have to remember that. We have to be willing to receive what He has for us. And I just wanted to come on here real quick, so this isn't going to be super long, but I want to end this with Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And so hold on to that. That is scriptural, that's from the Bible. That is what we are led to know and understand. It's truth, that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So to answer your question, no, he is not mad at you. I know sometimes it feels like he is, or we're afraid to come to him because we think he's mad at us, but he's not. He is not mad at you. So I hope that encourages you. It was just something that I was thinking about in my Bible study this morning. And that scripture, Romans 8:1, just really, really, really stuck out and spoke some truth to me. And so I wanted to come here and share that with y'all. So I hope that y'all have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye. Thank you for tuning into this episode. Please visit us at www.braided.faith and find us on all social media platforms under Crystal Addis or Braided Faith. We look forward to connecting with you.